I'm back in the motel room again, taking a little break. It's 9 p.m., and definitely the bar that was happening was Afro. I went in there at 6, and there were four nice-looking girls. Nothing wrong with any of the girls. In fact, three out of the four could work in TJ very, very easily. I did see Carrie, the girl I was hot on last time. Finally saw her when she danced. Didn't see her before that, and after she danced, I saw why I hadn't seen her before. She's hanging with a Mexican guy, and she was all over him. And a couple of hours later, she was still all over him. So obviously, she was not going to be hanging with me, it looked like. I was not going to be the object of her affections. But there was another super hottie who could really easily work, Hottie Central. She was a stripper and has fabulous boobs, slender, tall, gorgeous, gorgeous, sexy girl. But she was tied up with a guy for the whole time, so I never had a chance to even talk to her. So that was a little frustrating, but it was fun looking at the girls and drinking some beer. And then I went down to the Paris Club. First time for me to be down there, and it was a nice club. Three or four decent girls. Saw a couple of dance. They go nude there, which is kind of nice. And the first one was pretty hot, and she let me fondle her boobs and feel her legs and butt. That was kind of fun. So I'm ready to head out again and see what's out there. Probably head over to Anthony's for a while. It's the next morning now. I'm heading down Riverall to the bus station. It's a gorgeous morning here in Ensenada. Absolutely beautiful. Not cold. I just have a light jacket on and I'm very comfortable. And the streets aren't very crowded right now. Traffic picks up tremendously in the afternoon, but in the morning it's pretty light. Well, going to Anthony's was the start of an 8-hour odyssey for me. I met a fabulous woman by the name of Rosie. She's one of the older ladies at Anthony's. She's 37 years old, slender, has a tremendous body, a young woman's body. Her body looks to be of a woman in her 20s. Slender, nice shape, not skinny. Small boobs, but perfectly shaped, and just an incredible woman. She spent 8 hours with me from 10 p.m. until 6 this morning. Oh my God, I have never spent an all-nighter like that. Overall, that was the best I've ever had. When you add everything up, she is really an amazing woman. Lots of fun, very affectionate, lots of massaging, and lots of sex. She just has to enjoy her job to keep going like that. We slept about 5 hours, so I got some pretty good sleep, and then this morning we started at it again. I had seen Rosie before at Anthony's on a couple of other trips and was attracted to her. Could see that she was a happy, energetic sort of a woman and one who appeared to be affectionate. So she was on my list, and when I saw her available, when I got into Anthony's, I went for her, and that was a fine choice. And when she quoted me a price of $50 for an hour, I knew right away she was a practical girl. She wasn't quoting the huge prices of $100 or more that many of the girls at Anthony's will quote. So I knew I was on the right track with her. And when I got to the room, I could see she was going to be a hottie. So I asked her about going all night, and she said $150. So I went for it, and it was well worth it. That's for sure. So it was another great evening. in the wonderful town of Ensenada,